right. It's about 1 a.m., just past 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. JP the Third here for VNsNow.com. And at least I didn't record this on Christmas Day. I feel a little bit better about that. So, context to this little rant here. Beginning of the year, really, Necco Works and the Sekai Project announced that they were going to fund or start a Kickstarter crowdfunding project for an OVA of the first volume of Nekopara. And that did relatively well. Like, I believe it got 1 million or a little over 1 million American dollars. And that OVA was made and released a few days ago. And I saw a tweet. This was off my radar because I only had to play one little bitty piece of the Nekopara universe to not like it. We'll get into that shortly. But somebody posted a GIF of the animation of one of the characters eating a piece of cake and the cake disappearing. The frame just disappears from the animation. But I did put up a poll on Twitter to see who wanted me to review the OVA itself. Because I'm a glutton for punishment. And the overwhelming majority said yes. Well, it was well over 70. I think it was 80, 81%. Now, let's get something clear right off the bat. I am not coming into this with an open-minded view of this series, this franchise, whatever. I'm not. I'm not going to pretend I am. I'm not going to pretend that this is going to be fair and balanced in any way. Or that I came in, you know, wanting to be proven wrong about the Nekopara series. The Nekopara series is at best, a waste of time. At the very best, it's just, you're just watching nonsense for a few hours to waste time. At worst, it's a porn game that pushes... There is no nice way to say it now that I think about it. It's a porn game that pushes to a certain clientele that enjoys childish behavior. That's the nicest way I can think of. And that's not to cast judgment on the audience. I don't know why people play this game. I know how the game presents itself. I know what the game wants you to take away from it in terms of enjoyment. So that's all I've got. And the reasons and the rationale for individual people playing it is up to those individual people. The creator intent is as obvious as the nose on my face, though. So we have to go with that. So the idea of a all ages version of Nekopara, I won't say it intrigued me, but knowing the context of this game and knowing its adult nature and knowing what I experienced just playing an aside version, Volume Zero, which isn't a main game, it's an aside, it's almost DLC. Playing that, I came into this with a certain amount of trepidation. Because I knew I was in for a sit, and boy howdy! 58 minutes. 1 hour. This thing is set for theatrical release in Japan. 1 hour. It's $30 on Steam right now. It's going for theatrical release in Japan. I'm not lying. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you guys. I play my cards face up on the table. I pirated this thing. I went and found it pirated somewhere. If you pay money to see this thing, oh my God. Yes, I'm going to shame y'all on that. That money can go to starving children in the Congo. That money can go into your gas tank. You can, trust me, you could tip an Uber driver if you don't have a car. Don't spend money on this. If you just need this content in your life, I'm sure you know how to get it for free. where do I even start? Basic story is probably the best. So, in this world that Nekopara has imagined, cat girls exist, they're real. But, as presented in the game, they don't, and it's, yeah, that's probably somebody. Yeah, there's people tweeting like, because on Twitter, I haven't been kind, and I'm not going to be kind to this game, I'm just not. But I will put it on vibration. Okay, muted the phone. Where do we start? Okay, so in this world, cat girls are real, but mentally, emotionally, psychologically, they don't mature beyond the point of a prepubescent. Their bodies mature, but their minds, their emotions, they are apparently hardwired stuck at 13, 14 years old. Tops. The oldest one is like 13, 14 years old. So, they essentially function in the society as slaves, essentially. They work for little to no pay. They do everything their human masters tell them to do because they just love their masters. It's not brutal chattel type slavery, granted, but it's still a kind of slavery. And the rationale for it being, again, that because they aren't emotionally mature enough to take care of themselves, somebody's got to do it for them. In this world, a guy and his little sister find, and they're relatively well off. They've already got a couple of cat girls that they own. So, in this world, they find two abandoned kittens and take them in. The context of this is so much worse when I say it like this, because he is in the game, like I said, it's porn. You have an option to have sex with Chocola and Vanilla in the games. And that leads to the sentence where this guy and his sister, the main character, raised them from essentially babies to prepubescents. Do you see why I have a problem with this game? If you like it, okay, I'm not here to judge you today, but I'm going off the author's intent here. I'm going off of the story as written. Back to the story. Okay, so at some point in this moron's life, in basically being taken care of hand and foot, he says, I gotta go out on my own and actually do something. And gotta prove myself to the world that I can do it on my own. Don't need help from my family. Don't need help from my family's property. That's what these cat girls are. I can do it and work on my own. So he goes into the city, prepares to open up a bakery because he likes baking. And the two main cat girls here, named Chocola and Vanilla, mail themselves to him because they can't stand the thought of not having him in their lives. So they will do whatever it takes to be a part of his life and convince him to let them stay with him. There's some grammatical point of that. That's right. And that's how this game begins. And nothing more or less proceeds to happen for an hour. $1 million. Nothing of consequence happens. There are ways you can make that work. I mean, there are anime where nothing quote unquote happens, but you get a consistent thread of character development with the characters. It's not just, oh, we're a bunch of idiots and we keep repeating the same day essentially over and over again. There is some forward momentum in those kind of shows that make it work. I spent the earlier part of this year watching some show that did that. Flying Witch, I believe it was called. So the concept of a show where, or a game or something like that, where nothing quote unquote happens, can work. Here it just does not. It doesn't. Like, we know he's going to keep him because that's the whole point of the game. Like, the whole point of the game is that these cat girls hang out with this idiot. So we know that's going to happen no matter what his protestations are. And from there, we get just a bunch of random adventures. That's what... The only time this thing isn't boring is when it's offensive. At least to me. So, let's run it down. There is bad animation here. From what I understand, good animation for regular animated series comes at about 100,000 an episode. Or at least it used to. From my understanding of animation budgeting, that may not be the case anymore. There are some really good, really slick animated projects that run for much higher than that. But if you want decent animation, 100 to 200,000 an episode would do that. We're talking about a 30-minute episode here. Really 20 or so with commercials. So you have essentially two episodes will run you on $1 million budget. Let's be generous. You want top-notch animation. Top-notch animation for those two episodes. Let's say there are two big fight scenes in that episode. So you want top-notch animation. You're going to break out half your budget for those two episodes. For that hour of your series, that's just going to get amazing animation and everything. Again, this project got $1 million, and the animation is bad. Oh, my God. The two cat girls invade this dude's place, and they start to try and convince him to let them stay. And when he tries to get them out, they start bouncing on his bed, and it looks like they're bouncing on concrete. The bed doesn't move. It's just awkward as hell. It's bad. And there are some animation beats here that, to be fair, work. That are much more fluid and much more grounded, for lack of better words. But there's a lot of animation beats here that just don't. We have right after this, an extended period joke, you know, joking about periods. People have attempted to already defend this. It has an all ages ranking, and the defense is, hey, there's some Naruto in children's cartoons too. Leaving that one alone, at least for the moment. I'll get back to it in the end. Extended period joke, and it's to set up the fact that this clinic is here for something that doesn't matter later. There's an extended joke about the main character being a pervert because he hasn't bathed with either of the cat girls since they've quote-unquote matured. There's a joke about the main character sexually harassing the cat girls. At this point in the animation, because I'm in my notes, I kind of keep some time notes here as well. This is all by the 5-minute mark of this OVA. Like, so by the 5-minute mark of this OVA, we have bad animation, not funny slapstick, period jokes, sexual harassment jokes, and pedophilia jokes. I said I would leave the all-ages thing alone for a little while. But the whole thing of this first kind of yarn here is that the main character cannot enunciate why he doesn't want the cat girls in his life. And he can't do it because he really does like them. In the games, it's more or less clear that he wants to bang them. So you can extend, like I said, you can extend the context from there, but at the same time, the main character's inability to stand by his own desire to be his own man and stand on his own two feet is probably the most frustrating thing of this entire OVA. The one thing that they could take and run with and give some flesh to and some context to and say, hey, this guy really, this could have been the bulk of the episode. God, that would have been, I can't believe I'm saying that would have been better. If this guy really, really tried to make the case that, look, I understand that you're family and I like you too, but I gotta do this. I gotta do this on my own. I gotta stand on my own two feet as a man in this world. Okay, you know what? And they eventually just wear him down. Like, by the end, they all convince him as a team to let them help him. But by the 10-minute, 12-minute mark, it's solved. Wait. I forgot. More hilarious slapstick. So let me finish this up. The girls throw a temper tantrum and run around his place. He tries to stop them and grabs one of them by the boobs. We get more pedophilia jokes. And some incest jokes thrown in there as well, because his sister has a crush on him. And you can read, and I'll link it somewhere in the prep for this, you can read it in Volume 0, that it is extraordinarily blatant that his younger sister, who can't be older than 10, has an incestuous crush on her brother. So that is hinted at here as well. What do I have written here? Catgirls provide minor help and expect to stay. Still not in... Oh, okay. I know what that is. Some china that the main character order arrives at the place, and they mix up the order because apparently they don't put names on these boxes, and they don't know which is which, and the catgirls provide some help in organizing the shipments. Okay. I mean, and? That is something, I understand that the context of the scene is that the lady who did it is in a rush. Lady, you created your own problem. I'm pretty sure the truck got, if you didn't check to see how you were unloading this crap, you just unloaded it all and assumed it was this guy's stuff. I thought I muted this thing. Let me actually mute this thing. Oh my god. There it is. Okay, we got it. Alright, but what was my point? The point is, yeah, okay, yes, they helped a little bit, but it was minor help in the long run. It really wasn't that much help. So, he really could have figured this out on his own, but A for effort, they tried to help. It does pay to have some staff working with you. The idea that he was going to do it all on his, by himself without any help is a little absurd. But the idea that he needed specifically their help is also absurd. He can hire help. He doesn't need to have catgirls working in his cafe. The only reason that they pushed this line, and they tried so hard to push this line, is because in the game, you're supposed to be attracted to these catgirls. Well, not just you, but the main character is supposed to be attracted to these catgirls. In the OVA, without that, for lack of better words, erotic subtext, it's kind of confusing why he can't just say, okay, because humans got to do something in this world. It can't, well, maybe it is. Maybe the cat people do all of the work and humans are just there enjoying cat labor. In which case, what the hell is he doing? How did he even get a permit to work? But I'm digging too. I've clearly thought about this further than anybody involved in the creation of this has. Moving on. So the point of it is that he doesn't specifically, in the OVA, he doesn't specifically need their help. In the game, it actually makes more sense because of the porn element. In the OVA, it doesn't. Sachikola. Oh, yeah. Sachikola is probably the only thing that I actually laughed at. Like, her crying because she couldn't get her way is absurd and hilarious. It's just, it reinforces that we're dealing with childish intellects here. It reinforces that these are not mature beings. And on a comedic level, it's funny, unintentionally funny. But considering the game we're dealing with here, it's, okay. And again, throughout all this, main character can't enunciate at any time specifically why he wants to do this. He can't make it clear. And that leads into a discussion, which is the larger plot line of the entire game, that essentially Kagros are better than humans because, I have no better way to say this, Kagros are dumb emotional beings. They just go with their emotions, whatever their emotions are at the moment, they go with, and they can't understand humans because humans are complicated, and they want to be mature, and they want to use reason, and they want to do all this stuff. And the context behind that, at least in the OVA, I'm not playing the games to confirm, is that cat, even in slavery, literal slavery, cat girls are better off because at least they can be true to their emotions, and humans have to want. Humans, God, I just got mad because it just came together in my head because I made the notes. Let me read my notes to you and then I'm going to get to the point. Yes, the main character is being ridiculous, but the cat girl greater than the human argument is insipid. What exactly is the main character supposed to learn here? Nothing. There's nothing he's supposed to, well, yes, there is something he's supposed to learn ultimately, but it's not anything that'll actually grow him as a character. The little idiot crying doesn't change the fact that this is pointless. It does have a greater point. I will amend my own notes live in front of you right now, or recorded as the case may be. It's about humans have hit. It is a knock on human ambition. Cat girls have no ambition. Cat girls have no goals. They have no plan. They have nothing outside of the moment that they feel their emotions. And the whole, and that argument, that thread, is that, hey, they're happy. Even in slavery, they're happy, while humans are burdened by ambition and desire and, you know, the things that separate us from being dumb emotional animals. Yes, I have a problem with that. I know it inevitably the Nekopara fandom will find this and be offended. I have a problem with any piece of media pushing the line that it's okay to be a dumb emotional animal. Call it humanistic pride. But I do. So, after this thread, it melts the main character's rocky exterior enough, her pleading, and we get some of the most insipid shots throughout all of this of other people hanging out with their cat girl slaves, just being like their children, just they're just letting them hang around the park and have fun, and they're just living their lives, and everything is fine. Hence the title, Nekopara, Neko Paradise. Everything is fine. They're enslaved and they're happy. And humans who let go of their ambitions and just have fun with their cat girls, they're happy too. And he decides, you know what, I want my bakery, but at the same time, I can't say no to these two. I'm going to go ahead and let them stay with me. So that was pointless. We knew this was going to happen. It only took about maybe 10, 15 minutes of this OVA. The overall thematic, the overall theme had a point. A bad point, but it was a point. Ultimately, to this dude's character and everything else that's going on, pointless. Moving on. And what is essentially, that's Act 1. Act 1 is based, there are three acts in this thing. Act 1 is basically that thematic thread starting. We get it again. But it starts here with the idea that even the very fascistic idea of there's more happiness in slavery as long as you stay true to your emotions. Like, this is why people think I don't like stuff because of fan service, and I will admit that the fan service is an issue, but the fan service is an issue because of the larger theme. The larger theme of Nekopara is that it's this insipid idea that being true to your emotions is the best thing ever, regardless of what it takes away from you. It's perfectly fine to be a broken shell of a being and have a broken existence and not want anything outside of your little gilded cage as long as you have some happiness or whatever approaches happiness. Again, call it humanistic pride. So, Act 2 starts with them getting their uniforms, they're in their place, and his sister finally tracks them down, and she brings the rest of the Catgirl squad with her that their family owns. I've forgotten all of their names. There's one who tries to be mature and fails, the other one who tries to be immature and fails, the perverted one, and the one that looks younger than all of them, but is somehow the oldest. No, and don't worry, I know how this works. So, they're all hanging out in the cafe and eating, and this is where we got that gif of the cake just disappearing before it entered the cat girl's mouth. And the little sister goes, okay, if you're going to have them work here, you need to get them a... Hold on, let me make sure I have this right. An independent action certificate. Now, this is where my ears perked up, because I was like, wait, what? So an independent action certificate is basically, well, if you saw the tweet, you already know, it's a collar. It's a collar that you put around a catgirl's neck to show that they are allowed to walk around the city without their master. Horrible implications aside there, it's a collar. I'm trying to stay on point. I'm almost 30 minutes into this rant, and the fact that I've stayed on point this well, this long, is impressive to me. It may not be impressive to you guys, but it's impressive to me. But the thing is, here's the thing. The reason I'm not breaking into a rant is, one, I want to stay on point. Two, I know it doesn't matter to people. The stuff I'm mentioning in this review and the stuff that I mentioned in the Volume 0 review, the people who love this game already know and have already embraced. My hope is that anybody who has the morbid curiosity to pick any of this stuff up kind of looks at it and goes, wait a minute. This game is okay with slavery? This game is okay with the sexual exploitation of somebody that you basically raised from a child to a prepubescent teenager? Wait a minute. This game is okay with making a bunch of incestual and pedophilic jokes, and it finds that funny? That's what I'm trying to get out of this for anybody who's wondering why I'm even making this. So, the point is, if the cat girls don't have that collar and they're seen working or doing anything in public without their master, they can be arrested. And the awful implication of that is that if, let's say, because you got to think this thing through. NecoWorks doesn't want you to. Psycho Project doesn't want you to. The fans don't want you to. But if you're going to step into this world, you got to know how the world works. If you have a law that says a being that doesn't have a license is illegal, we'll arrest them. There's only two things you can do at that point with that being. Either A, you can send them back to their country of origin, which isn't made clear here, so that's off the table. Or B, you can put them in the custody of a new master so that they can be legal. So what we have here is, what's that word? It's a two words, and it's something that was really bad for a really long time, and wars were fought over it, and a lot of people died over this, these two words. Slave trade! It's a slave trade! So in order to be right with the law and avoid being put into the slave trade system, the girls have to get this collar. And in order to get this collar, the little sister goes, okay, you have to put reason over emotion. You have to show that you can contribute to society without giving into your catgirl instinct. And the joke from there is that they can't. None of the catgirls can. Even the ones that have the collar. They can't do it. So this whole thing is pointless. Again, it's pointless. I mean, it is proven that it's all a bunch of bull. Like, you could get the collar regardless of your whether you pass the test or not. So now we're just waiting for the inevitable moment when they get the test done so that it can get the collar and they can be legal. Let's see. There's some things I'm missing. Yeah, the point of the test is to avert the supposed appeal. And yeah, that's the appeal. Their emotional states, not necessarily any specific character point. But the perverted ones, yeah, the perverted one is still perverted. They're at a bunch of tables outside. One of the ones that tries to be mature and constantly fails is trying to teach one of them how to use a smartphone, basically to use emoticons and emojis and tweet and all that stuff. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. If they weren't trying to press it down any harder, the goal of the test, as their little sister in the game, not the game, but the OVA says, it's to prove that they at least have the mental capabilities of an elementary school student. Again, it's not hidden. It's not JP just making himself up as he goes and taking things too far and not seeing, and seeing things that aren't there. The game is extraordinarily clear. The entire franchise is ridiculously clear about its world and the context behind its systems. Crystal clear. But yeah, so you have one in the corner, you have the perverted one, and that's the only one that I don't know their names, but if you know, you know, is in the other corner trying to explain botany. And in the explanation of plant fertilization, she starts going into heat because she's really perverted, and talking about anything sexual related gets her hot. Funny. This is also where after this test fails, I put this up and I recorded this as a tweet. And again, you have to be blind to miss this. They're back. It's late at night. They're back at the bakery, and the catgirls are like, "Okay, we got this practice test book. Just run through the test with us, and we'll be fine." Again, creating drama that doesn't belong there because we know they're going to get the test done anyway. It doesn't matter. So, the one with white hair says, "Hey, I'm cold and collected all the time. It won't be a problem with me to keep my emotions in check." So, the main character starts scratching her chin, and she's sitting there trying to keep a straight face, and her tail gently goes from limp on the floor to sticking straight up in the air under her dress. And the other one, the brown haired one, makes a big deal about pointing about how stiff and hard and erect it is. And how it clearly means that she's enjoying what the main character is doing to her. How is this thing all ages on Steam again? I mean, look. I am well aware that there are children's cartoons on there that toe the line with certain sexual material and likes to make jokes on that end. This isn't towing the line, guys. This, no. Mm-mm. I'm sorry, that's not an argument. This is stuff that there is no kid that you can show this to who'll be sitting there laughing at that. Because that joke isn't meant for kids. The jokes in here aren't meant for kids. So please do not give me this bull about, oh, the it's other children's cartoons get this too. Yeah, there are adult jokes in animation and other children's projects, but it's jokes written in a way that even the kids can get it, even though they don't understand the context. The parents get the context. The children are like, oh, that's funny because of stupid reasons and I'm a kid. These are jokes that are written for adults who understand the context only. Give me this all about, oh, it's just the kids. So, this passes. Of course they get their colors. And to celebrate, we go into Act 3. This is over 30 minutes at this point. So the fact that I sent out only one or two tweets about this OVA after promising that I'm leaving most of it to this rant is a miracle. So they, and the main character decides to reward the Kakarot for getting their colors. They go on a day trip to an amusement park and an aquarium. And at the aquarium, they're at this live animal show. And a big wave is splashed towards them, and somehow, because the way it's shot, is big enough to cover a couple of rows where they're sitting, but the main character gets in the way and blocks them well enough so that he's the only one who gets wet. Go figure. But between this and keeping up with these two little idiots and trying to run the shop, he falls ill. And he's sitting in bed, he's like, it's just a cold, it's fine, just let me sleep and I'll be alright. The cat girls panic anyway because, again, they do not have the emotional or mental maturity to understand it's just a cold, he'll be fine. They're worried that he's going to die. So, this is where they, like I said, in the Act 1, they remembered that period joke they were making and they remember them standing next to a clinic. So, okay, we'll go to a clinic and we'll get a doctor. It's after midnight, so when they go, of course it's closed. They go, they stay out there long enough for the police to show up, and the police go, where are your collars? And we have this long protracted scene that's supposed to build a drama that's basically, again, the game, the OVA, the writers, they all know what they're doing. They are portraying this as though, oh my god, they're going to get taken and traded away. And they're not going to be able to see the main character anymore because they didn't have their colors. That's the context of the scene. And that's what the dramatic buildup is supposed to be. It lands completely flat because of a lack of emotional investment. But I'm trying not to shout into the mic. Like I said, the land's completely flat because of a lack of emotional investment, but, yeah. It's a scene that you're just kind of sitting, this was one of the many scenes you're just kind of sitting watching the screen and going, okay. We know they're not going to get traded away or taken away. Something's going to happen to get them back to them, so let's move on, let's keep going. And, of course, he shows up with their collars and everything is fine, and after that, because the two tell his sister, they decide, you know what, let's all help him out with his shove so that he doesn't have to get sick or worry anymore. And the OVA ends. This may be something that I inflict on anime YouTubers. This is bad. This is radioactively bad. It's just, like I said, when it's not insipid, is offensive. The best thing that you can say about this OVA is that it will waste your time. Like, this is an hour of your life that you can't get back. That's the best thing you can say about it. And the fact that it was raised to the tune of $1 million and that there are people in this world who I know, despite knowing how to get this thing for free, they will spend the $29.99 necessary because they want to support NecoWorks because, hey, this caters to me specifically. and I really love this stupid humor and these dumb cat girls, and it's just dumb fun. Let me have my dumb fun. Fine. I'm not here to stop you. And I can't. I mean, I'm not here. Like I said, I can't go into your house and take away your wallet and stop you from spending money on Nekopara stuff. And I'm not trying to, but I do want to make it absolutely clear to anybody who has even a dark inkling to see, to maybe consider it a guilty pleasure. Don't. Do not. Avoid, 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 especially the OVA. Because the OVA, without sex and fan service to distract it, or distract the audience, the weaknesses and the offensive parts of the plot are crystal clear. Like, they have, there's nothing else in the plot to go to. This is all they've got, and you're spending the bulk of that 50 minutes just bored in your chair, watching the clock run past, and the rest of it just kind of offended that they would stoop that low for a laugh, or to get your interest, or to try and pass the time. Like I said, I did it for the people. The people requested it, that I watch it and review it. I have done both. I am not going to show you where I'm sure people who want to see it will find it. It is undoubtedly, well, now that Wing Cloud is gone, and I believe Yojo Simulator is also gone, undoubtedly the worst thing in the Sekai Project catalog. And that's saying something. And not even bad for me, because like I said, I'm not coming into this with an open mind. I'm not. It's bad on a narrative and presentation level. Even if you're a fan of the games, I'd imagine you'd rather play the games than watch the OVA it's based off of. The animation, as much as I don't want to knock the animators, the animation is bad on some spots. There are some good spots of animation, and there are a lot of bad spots of animation. The voice acting is grating as all hell. It's just, oh my god. Just, again. And this is my point with Volume Zero. My whole point with that review was that even if you're a fan of the series, I can't imagine you'd rather play this than one of the main series games, Volumes 1, 2, or whatever. You get more out of that. And people were like, wait, no, you don't understand. I was like, I'm saying to play the regular game. And I'm saying the same thing here. If this is just something you need in your life, if this is your guilty pleasure, fine. Play the regular games. Play Volume 1. It's based off of that. Just go play that. You'll get more out of Volume 1 than you will playing this. Just spend your money wisely. Will people hear that message? I don't know. But I am thoroughly, thoroughly nauseous after experiencing this. I cannot, and like I said, call it humanistic pride, call it whatever you want. Just on a thematic level, I can't stomach this series. I can't. I cannot cope or come to an understanding with a series that finds joy in not having ambition, not having goals, not being an individual person, but hey, being happy and being nothing more than someone's pet. Can't. And finding joy in letting go and being like the game, so not the game, but the OVA so subtly put it, a dumb emotional animal. Too many people across the eons of humanity have fought back against that designation of us. And I'm just me, but I can't stomach that. I can't, after knowing human history, not just my history, but human history, knowing that a series is building itself on that theme just turns my stomach. But yeah, good luck. Like I said, 1 out of 10. not a fan anyway, but just on a narrative level, on a presentation level, if you just like the series and want to support the series, go buy Volume 1 or get, if you haven't bought it, or gift it to a friend or something. It'll be a far better use of your money than the $30 you'll burn on something that is substantially weaker as just a story and a piece of animation than any of the other guilty pleasures I'm sure you can find on Crunchyroll or anywhere else. I'm JP the Third. Thank you guys for listening. It has been an interesting rant. And hopefully you guys can take a little something away from it. I'm not going to pretend that this rant was for everyone, just like I'm not going to pretend that Nekopar was for everybody. But hopefully we all learned something today. I believe I certainly did. The good thing about that is that I've watched this OVA and I spend the weekend playing Void. So, greener pastures are ahead as we head to the end of the year. Thank you guys for listening. See you next time.